Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, bless I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, so my rap is like Kirk Henning. And then, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic. Not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the back guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, for you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy, yeah, Chico. You're talking to the, yeah, Chico. You're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico. You're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey y'all. Look. Something happened to me. Something happened to you. Okay. Hey yo, don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Hey yo, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo, you counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming, man? I five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars, beside that, I got no choice. Rather be he slated before I make it his joint. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they bosses, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? She wrap my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio, your host Wayne Benitez. Yes, joining me is Tommy Two Chips.
Hey, wrestling
fans. Yes.
Good evening.
Yes. Since it's no impeachment show, with Donald Trump, Donald Duck Trump, but we have better things for this show. We have special guests. Yes, she's from Canada, representing Ontario, Canada. Give it up for Crystal Moon.
Hey, how's it going?
Woo-hoo! Good.
Good.
I'm good. Thank you. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, it's an honor. Yes, finally.
Can you hear me okay?
Were you a big wrestling fan growing up?
I was actually a really big wrestling fan. My older sister got me into wrestling at a young age, probably like 4 or 5. And I was pretty much hooked ever since. And, I would watch every Monday Night Raw. Until like I would have to sneak into bed and I would have to sneak it on my TV. My parents didn't really know about that, but yeah, I grew up watching wrestling. So
Uh-oh, I bet they said, no, young lady, go back to bed.
Pretty much. I got
probably,
wrestling got me in trouble a lot as a kid.
Awesome. Who did you idolize growing up in the wrestling business?
I had a few when I was really, really young. Was probably Kane. I don't know, something about Kane got me like hooked at a young age. And then I really started really, really watching wrestling. And like my top two are Rey Mysterio and Eddie Guerrero. So definitely like Kane, Eddie, and Rey Mysterio are like my top three.
Yes, I guess everyone was fascinated when Kane first started. He was basically like Jason Voorhees, basically.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't really scared of him as a kid, like a young kid. I just kind of was like, I looked at him. I'm like, yo, he's really cool. Like I just want to, you know, just I kind of wanted to be him. My sister and I, we had like a trampoline in our backyard. You know, it's kind of like play wrestle, and I was always Kane, and she was always Undertaker. So, yeah.
Awesome. Yes, Tommy, you have anything to say to her? Any questions?
Yes.
Pardon me?
Miss Moon.
Yes.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but you didn't do much sports. You didn't do any other sports when you were growing up. Anybody, like when you were in school, did you play any other sports or you didn't?
I played, well, in Canada, it's kind of like you kind of always play hockey. I played hockey a little bit as a kid, but that was pretty much it. I never really played a ton of sports. In school or outside of school, pretty much just hockey was the only thing that I really did until now doing wrestling. But other than that, yeah.
Well, let me say that you are one of the wrestlers, male and female, are the greatest athletes in the world. No other athlete from any other sport could do what a wrestler can do. So I salute you being one of the greatest athletes in the world.
I think wrestlers for sure. A lot of people don't understand the physical and mental toughness you have to do it, and the different conditioning mentally, physically, emotionally, and everything that we go through. So I definitely agree with that 100%.
What attracts you the most
yes.
to wrestling? For me, it was I get this adrenaline rush when I watch it. It's a natural
mm-hmm.
adrenaline rush. I don't need any drugs. I don't need any alcohol. I just turn on the wrestling, and it's just a natural adrenaline rush that I get from it. And then, you know, it was the trash talking and the athletics that attracted me to it. What attracted you to the wrestling? Was it the fireworks or the storylines? What attracted you to wrestling?
I think it was, at first, it was definitely, like, the over-the-top characters and maybe, like, the storylines at first. And then as I got older and I got more interested in wrestling, I think it was, like, the technique and what they were actually doing in the ring. But when I first started, I think it was just, like, these larger-than-life people, like Kane, for example, Undertaker, and the big costumes and the, you know, the lights and the sound effects. And then as I got older and I really started to look into wrestling and really watch it on a regular basis, it was like, oh, these are athletes. These are like people that work their butts off and do this. And it's a more of a violent ballet, I guess. So it's a mixture of like, the larger than life people and the the physical part of it, I think, that attracted me for sure.
Did you ever get criticized for being a wrestler? Did anyone come up to you and say that wrestling is, you know, F-A-K-E? I don't like to use that. I don't like to say that word because it's a cuss word. But did you ever get criticized for that? People make fun of you saying wrestling is, you know, the F-A-K-E, the word that rhymes with rake, begins with F.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah, I still get it. Like, trying to explain it to people that don't really understand it, they'll say that, and I'm like, I get a little flustered about it because I don't like when they call it that. And then some of, like, my older family members say that too. So, I'll have a conversation with somebody. I'm like, oh, yeah, like, I wrestle. And they automatically think I mean, like Olympic-style wrestling. I'm like, no, like, I do pro professional wrestling, like what you see on TV. And they're like, oh, like they say the fake kind. And I turn and I look at them, and I'm like, nope, we don't use that word. It's not. So.
And I get this right here, basically. News is basically fake.
Yeah.
The national news and stuff. And people fall for it in politics. It's pro wrestling now, basically, mostly. And they fall for it. Don't they have a better alternative to watching pro wrestling than politics? It's more legit, basically, with more bumps and more things, basically. Way better than politics, putting on an entertainment skit.
Oh, exactly, yeah. People watch fake things all the time, but they don't criticize it, and then you talk about wrestling, and that's the first thing that they bring up.
Yes, right. It's so true. Yeah.
Like their reality shows, yeah.
What type of matches you like to do, Ms. Moon? Do you like to do intergender matches? And, you know, have you ever done a hardcore match? What type of match you like to do, Ms. Moon? What's your favorite type of match to wrestle?
I think we're having technical difficulties. Let's try something again. Let's try one more time, ladies and gentlemen. It must be Nancy Pelosi. Oh,
yeah.
No, don't tell me that they part of the establishment, the station.
Maybe you hear the Undertaker theme coming up soon. You know, it's all quiet and everything. Well, she was saying some very interesting stuff. And
yes.
Chris Amon was an interesting wrestler.
Yes, and we also had basically, it was getting to the news where John Morrison is back with WWE under contract.
Oh, wow. Kind of not too surprised by it.
Hopefully he don't be used as a jobber like Shelton Benjamin. Well, don't put them in the 24/7 rule. Hope not.
I kind of got used to 24/7 hardcore title. I didn't like it at first. The belt is butt ugly. I mean, that's one ugly looking belt. But it kind of grew on me. You know, R-Truth was, you know, as entertaining as all get out.
Awesome. Yes, that was definitely also. I'm now with the Mountain of Women's after the 24/7 belt. It's starting to lose interest in it, basically, right there. And then you see, you know, three of the, you know, iconics and someone else running after the belt now, and it's, they got demoted.
Oh, at the last pay-per-view, Clash of the Champions, apparently it was his fan when touched Sasha Banks. When Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch was fighting into the stands, this guy allegedly broke, you know, touched her butt and everything. Did you hear anything about that?
Yes, I saw what happened, but it's so horrible. Basically harassment at its key at right there, and that person probably hasn't been laid never in his life, and just wrong. Basically, it's wrong. Basically, that's. I'm just shocked that she hold her composure, that she would have probably physically beat his ass right there.
Yeah, she should never like really test the wrestler or anything like that. You don't do it. You know, when in the crowd.
That is so degrading.
It is degrading. It is bad. I agree with you on that.
I remember on Saturday Night Main Event before, I think it was Cyndi Lauper or something like that, what happened, one of the fans, one guy, grabbed her breast, and what happened was, I think security actually went after him.
Yeah. You know, now they're saying they're not going to, they're thinking about not letting the women, you know, go into the, you know, into stands anymore to fight. Because of what happened. You know,
right.
You know, say, it happened to CM Punk, too. Because CM Punk was in stands, and some fans hit him.
Right.
He pushed the fan, but it was the wrong fan when he pushed him. The fan,
exactly,
you know,
the wrong one, yeah.
Right.
I just don't get it. If let's say drunk or something, leave it alone. It's a show. Leave them the fuck alone, and let them do their performance.
Yeah, I agree. You know, but you see my old school, like in the old NWA and all that. Fans used to try to fight the wrestlers and everything, especially with the bad guys, the heels. It was rowdy back then. You know, they had more.
Right.
You know, it's kind of a little bit different now. But check this out. Let's think about this for a minute. Do you think they're good heels right now in wrestling? Good old-fashioned bad guys. See, you have these cool bad guys like Adam Cole, and who's a bad guy, but he's cool. He gets more cheers than he gets more boos. And then you have your in-betweeners. But you, with a few exceptions, you don't have 100% legit bad guys.
which was when Baron Corbin, you know, Baron Corbin gets booed a lot. You know, but you really don't have that much. MJF gets booed, but he's starting to get cheered more. So do you think they're actual bad guys? I mean, more legit heels that people actually just hate in wrestling? Oh, yeah, MLW, Contra. Everyone just hates them, man.
I don't like them either. So it's few and far between for, like, good quality heels. That it just, you just want to, like, just punch in the face.
Right.
You know that brand? And yeah, go ahead.
Yes, the Hill factions is way more in other country in other companies than WWE. With you have also the villain Enterprise of Ring of Honor. You have like OVE of Impact Wrestling faction.
Yes.
You have Contra of MLW. You of course you have the Bullet Club in New Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And of course you have the Elite in AEW, and you now they, I mean, when you look at it's basically NXT right there with Undisputed right there. That's the faction, like the Four Horsemen type of faction, and
right.
It's like in the WWE main roster, it's nothing. It's no faction. Maybe with AJ Styles and Gallows and Anderson, but it's so they feel more like comedy basically, and
mm-hmm.
it's just not there. It's like, where's the good factions?
Yeah, that is true.
Wow, that's they need to step their game up basically. With their losing viewers from NXT, they basically lost like 100,000 viewers.
Oh yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. Well, Keith Lee had a good match.
Right. I think it's basically, you know, that Vince audience, you know, the casuals don't, I guess they didn't want to watch it, I guess, because they, you know, they programmed to say that's the minor leagues and that's no Roman Reigns and Randy Orton. They haven't heard of none of these ones, you know. And basically, it's going to be basically 800,000 viewers, basically average, once I think AEW's next week starts.
Yeah, next week it starts. I'm going there live. I'm so excited for it. But next week is going to be the telltale one, you know, because it's going to be the first one to see how next week is going to be.
But you never know what TNT executives going to be watching as well also. He got a lot of friends in the business, the Khan family. Maybe the NFL going to be watching it also. You never know, all the NFL players and owners right there. Shaquille going to be watching it. O'Neal probably going to have it on DVR or live. Barkley going to be, you never know, the fan base. And Is MMA fan base also? They gonna be watching.
Speaking of MMA,
WWE casual is gonna be watching it. They now hearing about AEW with their commercials.
Oh yeah. Speaking of MMA,
right.
The MMA fighter Cyborg, the female fighter.
Yes.
She expressed interest in going into. She was in UFC, now she's in Bellator. She has first interest in either wrestling with WWE or AEW. You know, like you said, MMA fighters gonna be watching. Their MMA fighters are wrestling fans. Good number of them are actual wrestling fans. And Cyborg has the respect of right. She respects wrestling. She knows, you know, what it is and everything. She's been a fan of wrestling for a while.
Wow. Yes. AEW everyone gonna have all eyes on AEW, even talent everywhere and stuff. I believe it's gonna be most of the WWE roster gonna be watching it, definitely. They probably sneak and watch it from NXT also.
Well, 6 days.
Could we see?
Will tell,
right.
6 days will tell it all. It's gonna start everything. Things gonna kick off in 6 days. I mean, it's gonna be good. The only thing I'm worried about by AEW is who's gonna win the women's first ever women's championship. That's my big concern. You know,
Rio needs to win it right there. They gotta build Nyla Rose basically because with the gender woman basically it's gonna have to wait later basically. Because she's more Raihu is more way more experienced also. This will make sense right here for, you know, oh they respect the Japanese talent, AEW. This is more important right here.
Hope you're right, Wayne. But we will see. I'm gonna be watching wrestling a lot Wednesday nights again. But we'll be watching both.
Right. And exactly. And those video highlights, I don't miss nothing from Raw and SmackDown. That's all I need is 24-minute video highlight clips, basically, of all the main stuff that they showed and everything. That's it. It's nothing new. They're not pushing the needle or nothing, basically. And of course, Paul Heyman on Raw has less say and stuff. But Vince McMahon controls the whole show at the end, period, right there.
Yeah.
And they have new announced teams too for SmackDown and Raw starting soon. Lawler gonna be back to Raw. With I think two new announcers. You have I think one of them is from the NFL. I forgot, former offensive lineman. Then also they have for SmackDown, of course, Michael Cole gonna be there. I forgot the other. Forgot his name that do commentary, the Hill one. I forgot his name. What's his name?
Kamala's boyfriend?
That be with Renee Young, I think. I forgot his name. With tattoos, I forgot his name.
Dang. Didn't Kamala the wrestler?
No, the color commentator on Raw. He been doing both shows. I forgot his name. CM Punk guy. I forgot his name. Dang, with the tattoos.
He goes crazy over Mandy Rose.
No, he's on Raw and SmackDown as a commentator. Hill commentator. I forgot his name.
Well,
Corey Graves, yeah, Corey Graves, yeah.
Well, it's been good. It's been short but sweet. Unfortunately, you know, technical difficulties. We got a good interview, but it was a short interview. But 6 days... 6 days to AEW. Cannot wait. Till next time, sir. And wrestling fans.
All right.
Have a good night.
All right. You have a good night. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the wonderful and amazing Tommy Two Chips. Yes, wrestling fans, we are still having difficulties with our guests, definitely.
Why? Yo. Fuck them niggas who wait. Yeah. Nah, we sounding sweet. Go. Fuck them niggas who wait. Duck them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and everybody too fake. Hell face. Hell face. Hell. Wait. Fuck them niggas who wait. Duck them bitches who fake. You could be an earthquake or be a snake. Hell face. Hell. Let's get it. Fuck with me. Fuck them bitches who fake. All my shit on my plate. Y'all be under a fake one like you Donald Toupee. No real knowledge on foreign policy, obviously fake. But it's obvious, broken promises shall be a fate. I'm like the coast, dope poet, no bullshit. I'm so devoted, I go at like 40 bitches. But I always go with Chloe, my baby mama T, my baby mama T. Labor took like 40 hours for no MEP. Pick up the Maybach, I put these niggas in pieces. I dog shit and watch these niggas walk in the feces on features. See, the problem is they Malcolm Jamal Warner, I'm Malcolm X. Compare, yeah, realest nigga everywhere. Keep my peeps in Christian and they never gonna lose their edge. Fuck it though, we like fuck it though. Me and Sean Big Puffy though. He been on for a minute now, but with him around, I'ma double up. Try one and another one. Fuck you niggas more, another one. Fuck you niggas, I'm Kirk Henning, y'all niggas looking like bubblegum. Real shooter, Prince Ballard. Real shooter, Prince Devin. Only Buddha, no limb bias. Nobody tries, we too excellent. The execution here too special. Bless the booth, what I do special. You a main event, a main event. What I do, pay-per-view special. You sleep off a Lawrence Stale. I'm peeping all you artists still. MMG still the hottest still. Like Rick Kelly and Arnie still. Woo! I'm on my Rick Flair. Hit your head, infrared. Weapon on 6-0. I'm on my nasal board. Niggas try to fuck up my money. Still leave with the gold. Fuck them niggas who fake. Fuck them bitches who fake. You can be a earthquake or be a snake. Hell face. Hell face. Hell. Yeah. Fuck them niggas who fake. Fuck them bitches who fake. Everybody is real and everybody too.
Ladies and gentlemen, yes, we have technical difficulties for this, for the interview, and it will definitely be on next week. Definitely, Crystal Moon definitely having technical problems right now with and. You know how the signal is basically with other things like Skype. So we're about to sign off, and we'll have to probably do also an AEW results show, also talk about what happened on their first ever live show on October the 2nd. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
it
though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.